womanizing me hard.
I promise you, women women all over this country are sliding into that man's DMs. I promise you.
Listen, can we deal with the fact that our National Police Commissioner's first name is Fani? Like, when I say there's Fani business in the police force, I mean it literally.
The words Puss Club have been reverberating through my head this week. PKTT, yeah. 31st December. Old Senzo decides to shut that shit down. And that
on the 31st
in itself,
of December?
Yeah.
Is well, that's very convenient. Suspicious. No one's looking.
We are all drunk. Senzo is telling all the other top cops, I really don't know why you guys are so worked up about this, because Ramaphosa agrees this is a fantastic idea. So someone's lying. The real possibility here is that everyone's a bit good and a bit bad.
Have any evidence that Mkhwanazi might be bad? Because you're going to get trolled on everything if you...
No, and I know he has a rabid fan base, but the point is just that he's making very wild claims, and we haven't seen the flipping evidence, so fine, like, show us the evidence and then we can work through it, but we can't just blindly believe what this oak is saying.
Alan Zilla fan belt, every time you start your car, it goes, food, tack, 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 tack. What's wrong with it?
You know what I recently learned from reading Mandy Wiener's great new book, The Deal, which is about the GNU formation, is that Helen Zilla has a kind of catchphrase she likes to tell people, and she says, don't be vanilla, be Zilla.
No.
How good is that?
Halala, welcome back to another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing. It's me, Chester Missing, a ball of latex that you watch on the internet. Welcome to the country's favorite puppet show. I'm here with an amazing guest, a return to the podcast, and one of the podcast's favorite people, Rebecca Davis, journalist. Hello.
Hello, Chester.
Been following the Commission into Police Corruption. Is Police Minister Senzo Mkhwana corrupt?
I don't know, man. I don't know. None of us know. That's the problem. It's all this murky mess, isn't it? Senzo is supposed to be a good guy. I keep saying this in public and I'm scared that I'm going to get accused of, like, taking Peter Louis Myburg money from him.
No, you did. I know you did. He seems like a nice guy. I couldn't believe it, but he did seem like a good guy, didn't he?
He did. He was always known as a good guy. And now we're supposed to believe that he's fucking playing cover for criminal syndicates, hitmen, drug cartels. This apparently is Senzo Mkhwana's real passion, protecting them. Maybe. That's all we can say. Maybe. I don't know. But what we're hearing is a lot of talk. The commission has evidence that we don't have, so they're going to have to interrogate that evidence.
Oh, really? They're hearing stuff we're not hearing?
Yeah, there's
a
bundle.
Do they turn it off for an hour and then come back and go, well, if only you could know what we knew.
I mean, it is frustrating.
Isn't that
I can't
weird?
Lie.
Do they actually do that?
They haven't. No, they have an evidence bundle and they're going to work through it in cross-examination, basically. But there are parts of this commission that are going to be not shown to the public. They'll be in camera because the whole business of policing and crime intelligence and state security.
Oh, Jesus. So now we've got to guess whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that as a journalist? You've got to
journalists
with half
the facts.
Honestly,
this is my question. We are reporting all this stuff, and half the public is like, why are you being so skeptical about it? And the other public, half of the public is like, how can you report this stuff without knowing if it's true? I mean, that's the whole fucking point. We don't know. It's like the Zondo Commission. It's like a court case. You just have to let it play out in an incredibly slow-paced, often exceedingly boring way.
Yeah, that's great. Welcome to South African journalists. What's the truth? Maybe. We don't know.
Nah.
Ask Chappie Sugar Packets. Listen, man, don't you think people like Mkhwanazi because he fights crime like Helen Zilla tweets, shoots first, thinks later?
And because he's quite easy on the eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mkhwanazi me harder. Oh, yeah.
I promise you, women all
the
over
Zulu
this country.
Batman. Those are, Mkhwanazi.
Batman. Women all over this country are sliding into that man's DMs. I promise you.
Have DMs?
Well, he did, in order for Brown Mokgotsi, the notorious Mafia gang businessman, to message him. He must have fucking WhatsApp or something. Any hoozles.
That's a funny name, by the way, Brown Mokgotsi, because if you're involved in corruption, it sounds like his middle name is Paper Bag. Brown Paper Bag Mokgotsi. These
who
guys are really
guy?
Hilarious
but
names.
Who is this guy? Brown Mokgotsi now is like a household name. None of us know anything about
nothing.
Him. He's just this rando from Mafikeng who somehow has the political power to summon MECs and heads of department into his bar and give them instructions. Based on what?
He's like a celebrity that none of us have seen.
Correct.
Have you seen a picture of him?
Yeah. Totally unremarkable looking fellow.
My God.
Totally unremarkable, but somehow is out here messaging police ministers and police commissioners and apparently having access to classified information from the very top of the Saps. And you know what, Chester?
What?
It's giving Gupta. It's serving Gupta.
Yeah, it is giving
hard.
Gupta. It's got heavy Gupta energy. I'm getting very anxious.
It's got heavy Gupta energy. Remember when the Guptas were finding out about cabinet appointments before
the flippin'
cabinet?
Yes, you had to go, and
cabinet.
Then they sat there, and then Jacob Zuma stood around the corner like a creepy...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'd basically
like the
audition you.
Like of corruption going, hey, just go talk to my friends in the corner.
Yeah. They'd basically audition you, and they'd know who was going to be appointed before. Well, this is what this Brian Mokgosi guy seems to be like as well, that he knows all this information.
Well, that's a progression. At least it's a South African Gupta.
At least
Gupta.
It's a local.
At
That's
least
right.
we've gone local.
Of Operation
Proudly
Dudula.
Proudly South African Gupta. Futsak, you foreign corrupt people. We want our own corruption. Listen, can we deal with the fact that our National Police Commissioner's first name is Fani? Like when I say there's Fani business in the police force, I mean it literally. How do they get these names?
And why do they all have an M surname? It is so confusing. Masimola, Mkhwanazi.
Mkhwanazi, it is, yeah.
Who are the other ones? There's like five. And they're all M surnames.
M.
Yeah. It's a lot to type.
M. And in fact, do you think Mkhwanazi is working with MK?
I mean, it's a genuine question because they love him.
They do.
They really love him. But
do you know
I mean,
why they love him?
Why?
Because the first two letters of his name is MK.
That's
where you come for the big jokes.
Jesus, that's lame.
Oh, shut it, lame. It's a Daily Maverick journalist. I can't believe it. You guys literally have a strip club in Cape Town called Mavericks, and you call yourself the Daily Maverick, and now I'm the one who's lame.
No, you're right. I would change that name if I could.
Yes. Mm. But listen, the let's start here. The Political Killings Task Team got shut down. PKTT. It sounds like a porn site from Krugersdorp. Bush Club TT.
I know. I keep thinking that.
Doesn't that make you think that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? I wasn't the only one.
No.
Because you could have left me hanging there, to be honest.
No. I have the words Puss Club have been reverberating through my head this week. PKTT, yeah. 31st December, old Senzo decides to shut that shit down. And that
on the 31st
in itself,
of December?
Yeah.
Well, that's
very
convenient.
Suspicious.
No one's looking.
We all drunk. We are all
drunk. We're all
drunk.
This.
Nobody's paying attention. And he's like, let me just quickly shut down this task team that is investigating political violence in the most politically violent province in South Africa.
They do like killing in KZN.
Oh,
they like it
they'd
so
be
much.
Loving it. They'd be loving it. So he does this, and that in itself is dodgy. Why are you doing things
yes.
like also, why aren't you on holiday, Senzo?
Yes, why is he not on holiday?
You know, take a break, man.
Chill out.
Chill
Don't
out.
Shut teams down.
Yeah.
So it was definitely Senzo Mkhunu who shut it down.
Yep. No doubt about that. He was the one who was like, no, this shit has got to end. And then, you know, the rest of the top cops lose their minds because they're like, but this is the only thing that's having any impact on political killings
yeah.
and on criminal syndicates because yeah. it had now expanded and it was looking into Gauteng drug cartels and stuff. So they're like, why in God's name would you be shutting down this apparently really effective team? And you know what Senzo says? He says there's no political killings. In
oh, my God.
There hasn't been any political violence since 1994.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, my God.
Between 1994 oh and 20...
That's... I got... He really said that?
He did.
When did he say
he
that?
He said it to one of the cops. Between
oh
2013
my God.
And 1994, other way around, there were 450 political assassinations in KZN alone. He's just like... I mean, I don't know what he's thinking here, but I think he's trying to be like, are they political killings or are they just, you know, regular,
oh, I see.
Run-of-the-mill?
Is it a political killing
yeah, yeah.
or do they just hate each other?
Correct.
Oh, my God,
yeah, yeah,
no.
yeah, which is it? And the point is, I'm like, well, they're all councillors. That should give us a little,
they're political
you know,
people
they're getting
who got killed.
Gunned
That's
down.
A political killing. It's not a complicated concept, Simpson,
right.
you fucking idiot.
That's right. It's like saying that Charlie Kirk got taken up by, I don't know, a drive-by.
A drive-by, yeah.
yeah
it was, oops.
No reason.
Oops.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yep.
Listen, man, did Ramaphosa know it had been shut down or didn't he? Because there's a lot of confusion. Funny business, Masemola seems to think that Mkhulu lied about him telling the
yeah.
press. What's going on?
That is also a mess. So according to Masemola, Funny Business, yes.
So Funny Business is the Commissioner of Police for the country.
Correct.
Right,
and
for
he,
the slow people.
He is so horrified by the shutting down of the Puss Club task team that he goes to Ramaphosa in February and he says, listen, this is not a good idea. And he says, Cyril's actually really taken aback. And he's like, what? I didn't know that. And I like that task team. Words to that effect. Loose paraphrase. And then he says, I'll talk to Senzo about this. And he did talk to him, apparently, but we don't know what was said. And then next thing, Senzo is telling all the other top cops, I really don't know why you guys are so worked up about this, because Ramaphosa agrees this is a fantastic idea.
Shutting it down is a fantastic idea.
So someone's lying.
Oh, my God.
Someone's lying, obviously.
How didn't he think someone would ask some questions?
Yeah, well, I guess that's the thing about South African politicians, right?
They do their own think.
But they also often do not get asked questions.
Oh, that's true. They don't get asked questions. Ramaphosa runs away from questions like Steve Hoffmeyer from a paternity test. I mean...
Yeah, so now Cyril might have to testify because the commission has subpoena power, so they can call him whether he wants to or not, and he will have to get up there and be like, this is what I said. It's just pulling in, like, the entire political establishment.
Well, the whole country's going to get questioned.
And you know what else I don't understand, Chester? Maybe you can help me out. I watch this stuff on YouTube, right? And I just, tell me, who are these 65,000 South Africans who are sitting there every day voluntarily?
I have to do this. Are there 65,000 people watching?
On the SABC YouTube channel alone.
The boredom.
I have to do this for my job. I'm getting paid. Why are you guys doing this to yourself?
That's Jacob Zuma's kids, 65. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. It's a joke. That's just a cheap joke. Just ignore it. 65,000 people watching for no good reason is very weird.
Well, sometimes they send each other messages, right? There's all kinds of like flirting in the comments, and then you'll find...
They're picking each other up in the police commission.
Correct. Oh, and every now and then
you'll
see some come on there and be like, baby, I know you're watching. I didn't. I'm sorry I cheated. So there is at least
all the places to apologize for cheating.
The Madlanga Commission live stream.
Commission. At least the truth is coming out.
Correct.
And someone's getting screwed.
And that is maybe the real country duty of these commissions.
It's the new Tinder. Yeah. The commission.
That's right.
The chat section on YouTube. Or maybe they just confused their WhatsApp group for the YouTube comment section. That is cuck funny. Listen, Ramaphosa doesn't know what's going on in the police force, in his couch. He doesn't even know where his couch is. Mm. What is the point of Cyril Ramaphosa?
Mm.
He's like a surf shop in Bloemfontein. He's completely useless. Didn't he know this was happening, Rebecca?
I don't know. He was running around New York this week for the General Assembly, and it's just a friendly, smiling presence, I guess.
He just smiles.
Yeah.
That's all he does. Yeah. He looks like someone gave him an edible about 3 years ago and it hasn't worn off.
What did he know and what he didn't know is, honestly, everything is hearsay at this point. Did he actually speak to Senzo at all? We don't know. We've got to hook these people up to lie detectors at some stage, man, because I don't know how else.
Why don't they do that?
Yeah, it's a good
Is that illegal or something? Because that's clearly, just give them all a lie detector and work out who's either the best liar or telling the truth.
Well, the real possibility here is that everyone's a bit good and a bit bad. You know, it is possible that these are the cops complaining about being shut down are sort of the least bad of the cops.
Do we have any evidence that Mkhwanazi might be bad? Because you're going to get trolled on everything if you...
No, and I know he has an rabid fan base, but the point is just that he's making very wild claims and we haven't seen the flipping evidence. So fine, like, show us the evidence and then we can work through it, but we can't just blindly believe what this oak is saying. And I'm one of the people, and this might be unfashionable, who was a bit creeped out by that press conference he gave in July in his army fatigues.
It was proper coup. I'm going to, you know...
The aesthetics were full coup. There's his mates around him with balaclavas. Why are you wearing balaclavas?
Yes.
Why are you
joining ICE and kicking Mexicans out of America?
Right.
Why are you walking around like a weirdo?
Yeah. Why do you have to have anyone around
you? It was giving Operation Dudula vibes.
It was giving Operation Dudula hard. Why don't you just, you know, call a press conference in a neutral venue and wear a suit and be by yourself? Like, it was so obviously this show of intimidation and aggression and force. And for everyone who's like, oh, I love that. You're not going to like it if we have a coup. I promise you, it's not going to end well.
No, it's not going to be fun.
It's not.
Tenders from Mkhwanazi is everywhere. But listen... What credibility did he bring? Is he going to come back and say more, or did he say all the cuck that he might say?
No, he said...
Like, we've heard all the evidence he could possibly give.
He's going to be cross-examined, I imagine, so he will have to come back. I mean, unless you're, like, very into KZN policing, I think most of us hadn't.
Can you imagine that person? Oh, it's turning me on. Oh, I need to hear more about what happened in...
Actually, some people do
feel that
way.
Tell me about Richards Bay. Oh, Richards Bay, me harder. That is a weird thing to be into. That is.
Some people are into KZN policing because the cops are so brutal, right? This is the whole rep of KZN cops. Yeah. They shoot to kill. Yeah. They don't ask questions. Yeah. If you do a crime in Gauteng and cross that border, you are toast. That's why with the Olerato Mongale's killers, when it was found that they were in KZN, everyone was like, rest in power. Rest in peace, brothers, because you are never going to see the light of day again. So, but unless you were following KZN policing really closely up to now, I don't think any of us knew the first thing about Mkhwanazi, right? He wasn't a name.
No, not a clue. No, no, I never
I don't know the name of any of the other provincial policemen.
I heard about Mkhwanazi the day he decided to do his own YouTube video.
Right, just to launch his own channel.
Dressed as Che Guevara's stunt double.
Exactly right. So the question of what credibility he has is really hard to answer because he doesn't have that kind of long built-up public reputation other than for running a police force, who are kind of cowboys. They're effective, but they're also cowboys.
Yeah, they're definitely cowboys. Rebecca, what the hell is wrong with Helen Ziller? Why is she such an oblivious, uptight asshole? I mean, if she was any more uptight, they would use her as a fan belt, a Helen Ziller fan belt. Every time you start your car, it goes, food, tick, 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 tick. What's wrong with it?
You know what I recently learned from reading Mandy Wiener's great new book, The Deal, which is about the GNU formation, is that Helen Ziller has a kind of catchphrase she likes to tell people, and she says, don't be vanilla, be Ziller.
Oh, my God.
How good is that, though?
Don't be vanilla, be Ziller.
Don't be vanilla, be Ziller.
Oh, my God. So imagine having Ziller ice cream. Oh, my God. All the chocolate bits are removed.
I think it's really telling, though, because she's doubling down. I mean, that is what we saw, right, in that car crash of an interview with Anele. This woman, DGAF, as the Gen Zs would say, she literally doesn't. She's, I think, the only politician on earth who just doesn't care about winning hearts and minds. And I think it's because now she's just like at the top of her game, right? She's been running.
If your game is pissing people off and alienating people, then she's nailing it.
I mean, killing hearts. She's at the top of this organization she's led for how many years? She's clearly never challenged, right?
No, she's the Kim Jong-un. She's literally the dictator. She's the Vladimir Putin of the Democratic Alliance.
Correct. They literally can't get rid of her.
I think if you ask Helen Ziller, do you believe in democracy? Her answer will be, no, I'm an atheist.
She's running that show with an iron fist, right? Everyone knows that John Steenhuisen doesn't take the decisions.
Not a damn John Steenhuisen is her chest missing. It's Takalani Helen. No.
That's right. And that's what they also said in the GNU negotiations. Like, it was clear it was Helen calling the shots to some degree. So this is somebody who's, like, been running this party for so long. She's never challenged. She can just do no wrong within that ecosystem, it seems, anymore. All her rivals or potential contenders have left the DA. There's no one there to check her. And she's just running wild. She's running wild.
She's gone mad. She's just throwing things, smacking. I'm surprised she didn't smack Anele in the face. I think she would have liked to.
I mean, any other politician, when asked, you know, can you just explain this offensive thing you said a few years ago, would at least make a cursory attempt.
You try, sort of whitewash it and go, oh, no, I was drunk at the time. No, my Botox kicked in and I was having an OD of, I don't know what the hell, green tea. Anelem daughter argued that Black Beam and Joburg don't see Helen Ziller putting their interests forward. And based on your experience of Helen Ziller, do you think that's a fair question?
Of course it's a fair question. It may not be...
That is literally what I wrote on the iPad that's reading these questions. Literally, of course it's a fair question.
Of course it's a fair question. But the point is, a normal politician, honestly, any normal politician would say something like, of course I will be a politician for all. You know, what did Helen say?
Try.
She just went ballistic.
So she went mad. She started saying, I've got more struggle history than everyone in the studio. But they're all like 20 years old. Yeah. So that's like, I was more revolutionary than a fetus. I mean, what were you doing when you were in kindergarten? Were you fighting the system? No, I was. I mean,
the point is also the people she'll be running against in Joburg have more flippin' apartheid history than
exactly.
she does as
they're
well.
Exactly, they're actual struggle
if
here.
If you want to start that as your metric, Helen, you're going to get into trouble real
you're
quick.
You're going to smack
with
back
the
Jacob Zuma 11 years in jail and Robin Knight. I mean,
correct.
Helen Ziller stands for Black people like KFC stands up for healthy arteries. Listen, when asked whether the Democratic Alliance is racist, Helen's reply was they're the most diverse party. What do you think that means?
I suppose she's right on paper, probably, that because the DA is the second largest party and has mixed black and white representatives, that technically that probably is true. I mean, the ANC is not giving jobs to whiteys these days, eh?
No.
Do we have any white cabinet ministers at the moment?
No, from the ANC side, no. But then they do have like a whole cricket club version of, I don't know what the metaphor, what's a group of white people, a whole Springbok support team of white people from the DA side, from Steenhuisen to Dean McPherson, etc. So, you know, and of course there's that, what's his name, Dr. Groenewald there as well. So they have put in white people via the GNU. So I'm sorry for you, John Jeffries, and those white people, those Andries Nell.
Andries
Nell, yeah.
They took your jobs. You were the token whites, but now
exactly.
You're out.
You know what it gives me when they say the most diverse party? What it means is that you have lots of white people. That is exactly because it means that you have a mix, which means it's more like saying, no, it's basically Helen Ziller's version of some of my best friends are black.
Well, right, because in a black majority country, diversity actually technically should mean a sprinkling of white people.
Yes.
I would still strongly believe that the majority of DA representatives are white. I don't have evidence to prove that, but especially if you go into the local municipalities and the Western Cape and the rest of it, I would find it hard to believe that there were demographically equal numbers. And the whole point about the DA is they would reject that, right? They don't want those kind of quotas. They don't like that racial bean counting or gender bean counting.
They don't want you to notice anything. That, you know what my issue is? I agree they have black support, of course, because white people only 8% of the country, and the white vote is split, and the DA got 22%. So of course people of color are voting for them, but they got 22% two elections in a row, which means they're not cracking through and being trustworthy to the black majority. And that's never going to happen if you walk around picking fights with Joburg's favorite black person, Anele Mdoda.
That's right. I'll tell you a story that I think sums up the tone deafness of the DA, which is that at the IEC Results Center last year, after the votes have been counted and all the politicians are milling around, John Steenhuisen walks out and basically the first thing he says to journalists verbatim is, "I got more black votes than my money."
Oh my God.
I mean, it's
it's just the crudeness
of the expression.
Oh, just the
fact
way
that he's
says
in,
it.
Still in some imaginary competition with Musi Maimane, who has moved on, man. He started his own party. And look, say what you like about Musi Maimane, but I got to ask you this, Chester. If John Steenhuisen left the DA and started his own party, how many votes do you think that man would get? Because I'm telling you, not enough for two MPs.
Three. You'd get him, his wife, and his dog. That's it. It's absolutely insane. I don't understand how they are unable to connect with the country. I mean, the guy went and employed Roman Kabanak, knowing the dude is a full-blown, borderline white supremacist a-hole who says racist shit for years. And then suddenly, oh, we didn't know. We had no idea. Of course you freaking knew. That's why he got the job.
Of course he knew.
Talk about grifting. That's literally a racial appointment right there.
Yeah, that's a DEI hire, if ever I
heard
one.
Full-blown DEI hire. Listen, Helen Ziller said genocide is a big word. Do you think it's a big word?
I've got bigger words up my sleeve, Helen. What? Expand your vocabulary. Ugh, you know, she's clearly playing to her base here. She can't come out and say that it's a genocide and it's just never going to happen. It is never going to happen because they have donors, they have people they can't piss off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she should be prepping better for this question because it is going to come up. Obviously, it is.
A lot. If she's going to be involved in the political debate, she needs an answer that at least squeezes you through the door. And she doesn't.
Well, her elaboration was worse, right? When she said, "I don't know what's happening in Israel. All I know is that Hamas is killing everyone in the Middle East."
Hamas. I've got to shout the word Hamas as loud as I can. Instead of dealing with the fact the United Nations. You know, I think that your funders' point is right. The funders will point out of the DA faster than you can say the word Botox if Helen talks about the genocide. She can't talk about the genocide for the same reason you don't tell your boss he's ugly. You're going to have to find a new way to make money.
Spot on. I mean, we saw DAMP Khaled Khatalia, who had to leave the party because he was being too outspoken about Israel. So yeah, that's a...
So then when they say democratic alliance, the word democratic, which is a very big word, by the way, they mean ironically...
Possibly.
You exposed a story where the social development minister's chief of staff was just 22 years old or is. What happened there? Why do we keep seeing people giving their friends jobs is what I'm asking.
Well, I'm so jealous, Chester. This woman is 22 years old. She's making 1.4 million rand a year as the chief of staff to the Minister of Social Development. She has no qualifications. She's basically never had a job. One of her only jobs was literally handing out flyers at Varsity College.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And she's being appointed to be chief of staff to one of the most critical government ministries, right? Like, the Department of Social Development literally keeps millions of South Africans alive. It pays out all the social grants.
It's one of the most important departments we have.
No question. And you're entrusting the chief of staff role, which is really important, right? You're, like, liaising with cabinet. You're, like, liaising with the whole department. You're just holding things together for the minister, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to give this job to a 22-year-old with no qualifications because she happens to be the niece of your special advisor.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It really is disgusting.
Why does it keep happening?
Well, the more disgusting thing is that they knew she wasn't qualified because HR told them. HR was like, you people are tripping. She does not have the necessary qualifications. And that was when she was a secretary.
Oh my God.
She was the secretary to
and
the minister.
And then they raised her.
And then they were like, do you know what we're going to do? She might not be qualified to be a secretary, but we think she would be perfectly suited for a high, much more superior role as chief of staff.
That's hilarious. That is frickin' hilarious. This country is madness. At least we know one thing. The only person less qualified than her is John Steenhuisen.
That's actually literally true. She does have a varsity college diploma.
She's more qualified than John Steenhuisen. She can lead the Democratic Alliance when she loses the job. Listen, thank you, Rebecca Davis, for making time. You're a genius. We love your work. Thanks for coming through
Love
the show
Chester,
again.
Love Chester, anytime.
Halala. Thanks for watching Real Problem with Chester Missing. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and do all the things, and go to my Oni page. Go to my Oni fans page. It's pkttpusclub.com.co.za/steenhuisen.helenzilla/some of my best friends are black. Bye.
Oh, that was great.